This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Dr. Kelly with the Grand Jury Reawakening, exclusive here to RBN, and I'm reporting in on Saturday, January 30th, 2021. And I've got some interesting info. I have, I guess it's, I don't know if it's an editorial. I have a little bit of information coming from a fairly verified source, and I'll share that with you. It's on Kamala Harris, and I was thinking there's a great song by Alanis Morissette. I think it's called How Long, and it talks about one of their little Indian deities, and her name is K-A-L-I, Callie. And it was just too weird. I don't remember if we were at the show or watching it, but they started chanting Kiali, Kiali frantically, and everybody looked at me. I'm like, that's not me. So it was just kind of interesting. I'm really not into any of those idols, deities, whatever you want to call them. I've got many amazing things to be thinking about and talking about. And if you are a praying kind of folks, good. If not, get with some that do. And do keep these members, these doctors, these chiropractors in your prayers. And consider going on a short-term mission trip. I'd love to see this happen for our servicemen and women, active and retired. And this is an amazing calendar that they have set up. And they finished a trip to Thailand. They just finished a trip to Cuba. I thought that was really interesting, and I'm just going to speculate a little bit here because it's kind of fun every once in a while. But I wonder if they were down there in Cuba fixing up the folks that were building, those good men that were expanding Guantanamo Bay. I wonder if they have surf lessons at Guantanamo. I doubt it. Anyway, and then Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, for the, that's the end of this month, beginning of next. And let's see, Puerto Vallarta, February, end of February, Guatemala, back to Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, the end of March, and then again in June, and Guatemala, June 24th. And these are some amazing doctors, and they're out serving. And then they have the Clinic for the Soul, which is super important. And I think that, you know, if you're stuck somewhere around the world, get together with the missionaries and the missionary doctors, because you probably have neglected caring for yourself, or you may even have injuries, traumas, toxicities, or bad thoughts, and that doesn't get you very far. But the good doctors here at, through the Christian Chiropractors Association, and they also work with Caring Partners International, so they do, they've got medical doctors, and well, it's really an adventure reading these stories, and it's super cool to be part of this organization where they actually care. And some of the doctors, here's a little quick paragraph from some retired chiropractors. Dr. Larry and Addie Gorman, they retired from the Amazon jungle in 2009 to California. My buddy Weldon Travis spelled California with a K on his last letter. And let's see, what did they get to do? It's not just, you know, musculoskeletal nervous system issues like a typical American chiropractor. They also extracted teeth. They treated tropical diseases, snake bite, burns, and fractures. They offered the only health service for many miles around, and almost anything could happen. And the good professors would teach us to prepare. Get your set of Yoakum and Rowe, the radiology books, radiography. And you may be that rural doctor that's the only one within a couple hours, a couple hundred miles. You never know. Even in California, it can happen. And that professor was exactly right. And so I'm glad that we were given that good advice. And I'm going to pop into this letter from Weldon Travis, and it's an email, but he printed it and mailed it to me, and I'll pick up here. And this is from Weldon Travis. That would be also known as Resident Deputy Sheriff Weldon Travis. Weldon Travis. And here we go. Friends and family, I did not write this, but do, bold, but do strongly identify with it. I fear that we may have entered a new dark age. Weldon. And then it starts out, this woman is frightening. Yeah, we've got a few of them here in California. It's a little long, but well worth your time to read this article. So you think Kamala Devi Harris might be a liberal? Think again. Here is a timely editorial that exposes the hidden background of Kamala Harris from the Combat Veterans for Congress Political Action Committee. Again, Combat Veterans for Congress Political Action Committee. We're going to need you, congressmen and women, and we're going to need you probably to take the place of the governor that's going to be gonzo. A couple hundred thousand more signatures. We'll be good to go. So CVFC, that's Combat Veterans for Congress, PAC, or Political Action Committee, supports the election of U.S. military combat veterans to the United States Senate and House of Representatives. And I so second that motion, and the editorial begins. Kamala Devi Harris's father was an avowed Marxist professor in the economics department at Stanford University in Palo Alto, California. Both of Harris' parents were active in the Berkeley-based Afro-American Association. Fidel Castro and Che Guevara were the heroes of the Afro-American Association. The group's leader, Donald Warden, that's an interesting American name, sounds like Witness Relocation Protection name. That's just my comment. So back to the body of the story here. The group's leader, Donald Warden, a.k.a., also known as Khalid, that's K-H-A-L-I-D, Al, and a little dash, and then Mansour, M-A-N-S-O-U-R. That's how I'm going to pronounce it. So this Donald Warden mentored two young Afro-American Association members, Huey Newton and Bobby Seale, S-E-A-L-E, on the Bobby Seale spelling. They created the Maoist-inspired Black Panther Party, see, because they're kitties. Kitty, here, kitty, which gained strong support from communists China. The Black Panther Party served as the model for creation of the Black Lives Matter Marxist organization. I can't help but comment here. All spines matter. We have a publication here called ChiroCom. That's our penny saver for the California chiropractors. Back to this. So all spines matter, and it's a great, it's great artwork. Okay. Khalid Al-Mansour subsequently went on to arrange financing and facilitated for Barry Satoru, that's what I know him as, Barack Hussein Obama, to be accepted as a student to matriculate at Harvard Law School. Following her graduation from college, Harris returned to California and subsequently became the mistress of the 60-year-old married speaker of the California Assembly, Willie Brown Jr. Brown's political campaigns were supported and funded by Dr. Carlton Goodlett. That's G-O-O-D-L-E-T-T. Dr. Carlton Goodlett, the owner of the Sun Reporter and several other pro-communist newspapers. Brown, that's Mayor Brown's Willie, was elected as mayor of San Francisco and strongly endorsed Harris's Marxist political philosophy. He guided Harris's political rise in California politics, leading to her election as California's Attorney General. Brown's Willie Jr. was a well-known, longtime communist sympathizer. Brown's Willie Jr., I'm doing that as I go, of course, was initially elected to public office with the substantial help of the Communist Party USA. Today, Mayor Brown's Willie is widely regarded as one of the Chinese Communist Party's best friends in the San Francisco Bay Area. That's really too bad, because the Chinatown has wonderful herbal stores for Oriental medical doctors. While serving as the San Francisco District Attorney, Kamala Harris mentored a young San Francisco radical Maoist activist, Latifa, spelled L-A-T-E-E-F-A, Simon. Sorry, I had to yell at the kitties. They're boxing. No, boxing. Okay, here we go. Latifa Simon, S-I-M-O-N, who was a member of the, and it's all caps, Storm Revolutionary Movement. Simon currently chairs the Bay Area Rapid Transit, or BART, board. Simon has always been close friends with the founder of Black Lives Matter, Marxist domestic terrorists, Alicia Garza, G-A-R-Z-A, as well as Storm member and avowed communist Van Jones. Harris has been openly and aggressively supporting the BLM, Marxists. Kamala Debbie Harris is still closely associated with Maoist Latifa Simon and Marxist Alicia Garza. Kamala Harris's sister, Maya, M-A-Y-A, Harris, was a student activist at Stanford University. I actually know a fantastic chiropractic applied kinesiology doctor there, Dr. Moore, back in the day. She was closely associated with Steve Phillips, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S, one of the leading Marxist-Leninists on campus and a longtime affiliate with the League of Revolutionary Struggle, a pro-Chinese communist group. Phillips came out of the left, left field, huh? And in college, he studied Marx, Mao, and Lenin, and maintained close associations with fellow communists. Why are they teaching that garbage in that college, I wonder? Phillips married into the multi-billion-dollar Sandler family of the Golden West savings and loan fortune. He funded many leftist political campaigns and the voter registration drives in the southern and southwestern states in order to help his friend Barack, which means lightning, by the way. Look it up. Barack. That's why you need a biblical concordance. Barack Hussein Obama. Defeat Hillary Clinton. Phillips has been a major financial sponsor for Kamala Harris's political campaigns for various California elective offices. Harris' husband, Doug Emhoff, oh yeah, I'll pick this up on the other side of this break as we come into the, about 20 minutes, This is your host, Dr. Kelly, with the Grand Jury Reawakening, and I'm reading an amazing editorial on Kamala Harris. Thanks.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Reawakening. That was a little blitz, and then we popped into Amy Grant, The Father's Eyes. I think there's one, something about, are you living in an old man's rubble? Are you listening to the father of lies? If you listen too long, you'll eventually die. Really cool lyrics, and that's okay. It happens sometimes. I wanted to pop in with This is the coolest recipe ever, and it's super important because it kind of sounds like body armor. And this is bulletproof coffee. This is a whole bean coffee. It was sweet. It was smooth, medium roasted, the original. And this really cool dude with the deepest voice ever, his name is John Schroeder, and his voice is like so deep, I was like, I ain't afraid of the FBI or the CIA or the Karen Ross, the dairy commissioner, but who's this man? I'm in trouble. And he said, you put a dollop or two of coconut oil and grass-fed butter in the blender with just a little bit of the hot liquid, and then you mix it all in together, and that's your bulletproof executive coffee, just in case you're out of dairy. And pretty super healthy, and it'll keep you warm in the winter as well. And I'll pick up here with another paragraph or two from, this woman is frightening. That's the long story about Kamala Harris. A few pages to go here. And I was really in a dilemma because I couldn't decide what the best song would be to go with this story. You know, there's so many that are fitting. Twisted Sisters, Burn in Hell, for example. yes, I have a Twisted Sister sense of humor because I've seen a lot in my few days here on this planet. Okay, here we go. So, Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff, works for the law firm DLA Piper, which boasts nearly 30 years of experience in communist China with over 140 lawyers, attorneys, dedicated to its communist China investment services branch. Wait, communist China investment services branch. He was just appointed to professor at Yale to school future lawyer attorneys in the fine points of communism. I'm going to hurl. When she was elected to the U.S. Senate, Kamala Devi Harris appointed a pro-communist Senate Chief of Staff, Karen, spelled K-A-R-I-N-E, or maybe it's Corinne, but I'll call her Karen because I just love to say thank you, Karen. Jean-Pierre was active with the New York-based Haiti Support Network. The organization worked closely with the pro-communist China Communist North Korea Workers World Party and supported all these Frenchies. What's up? Jean-Bertrand Aristide. I'll spell it. J-E-A-N-B-E-R-T-R-A-N-D. Can you imagine naming your posterity after, never mind, A-R-I-S-T-I-D-E, the far left communist former president of Haiti and the radical Lavalas movement. Oh, I can tell it's going to get good because it's highlighted at the bottom of this page. Fortunately for Harris, but potentially disastrous for the Republic, elected office holders are not subject to the security clearance process. I'm going to repeat that. Fortunately for Harris, and way unfortunately for man and woman and people. Disastrous for the Republic, yeah. Elected office holders are not subject to the security clearance process. And I repeat a third time, elected office holders are not subject to the security clearance process. But if you'd like to know more, you call my voicemail or you write me a letter and we'll discuss it. I'll fax it to you. If the FBI did a background investigation on KDH, she never would have passed because of her 40-year close ties with Marxist, communist, meowist, and communist China. Harris would never have been approved for acceptance to any of the five military service academies, been appointed to U.S. government sub-cabinet position, Yeah, she's been in a sub-desk position. Never mind. Anyway. Or would have been approved to fill a sensitive position for a high-security defense contractor. Huh. Oh, Daddy Warbucks, sure. Yet since the creeper, since Plugs was elected, Harris could be a heartbeat away from being president. And on that thought, it's time for a little prayer break, isn't it? Thank you for supporting RBN. This is Dr. Kelly with the Grand Jury Reawakening and a really nightmare story about Kamala Harris. See you on the other side of the break.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
I'm
welcome back to the Grand Jury Reawakening. This is your host, Dr. Kelly, with the January 30, 2021 show. And that song is dedicated to those who have not just done wrong, but who have played a part in wrongful arrest, wrongful imprisonment, incarceration, and, you know, robbery, rape have the same penalty as murder in the Bible. And I am very pro capital punishment. And I'm going to pick up with "This Woman Is Frightening." And this is an editorial about Kamala D. Harris. And here we go. She's literally a heartbeat away from being president. And Joe, it's your opportunity to repent, because you're one heartbeat away from eternity. The U.S. Constitutional Republic is being threatened by the People's Republic of Communist China, or the PPC. Tiny PPC. Externally, and by their very active espionage operations within these United States. The People's Republic of Communist China, PPC, with 1.4 billion people, is governed by the 90 million member Chinese Communist Party that has been working with Russia to destroy the U.S. Constitutional Republic for over 70 years. Yeah, because they got nothing better to do than watch TV. And the CCP operates a massive global intelligence network through its Ministry of State Security. The CCP operates a vast intelligence network in the U.S. as well. It is made up not merely of intelligence operatives working for the Ministry of State Security, but it is also made up of a myriad of business and industry officials, Chinese scholar associations, and, time to pack your bags, folks, 370,000 Chinese students currently attending American universities. It also operates the Confucius Institute Indoctrination and Intelligence Gathering Centers in the U.S. on 67 university campuses and in 17 K-12 public school districts. The Confucius Centers are staffed by Communist Chinese intelligence operatives. Refer to this. And so I'm moving into the highlighting section here. If you find a Confucius Institute Indoctrination and Intelligence Gathering Center on 67 university campuses and in 17, there's that 17 again. There is even 17 pages in Robert Rabel's story that he was reading last weekend, too, but couldn't get through. Anyway, the Confucius Centers are staffed by Communist Chinese intelligence operatives. Refer to this. Kamala Harris is now involved with the Biden family business and is supporting Joe Biden, who has worked with Communist China closely for 12 years. Joe's son, Hunter Biden, is the point of contact for developing the offshore Biden family business in Ukraine, Russia, Communist China, Iraq, Iran, etc. Hunter was provided with a $5 million non-recourse loan for the Biden family business to form a partnership with the PPC. That loan was subsequently forgiven by Communist China for $1. Where is Sam Kinison when I need him? Okay, Hunter Biden was given $1.5 billion. Thank you, Mr. Helper. for the Biden family business to strategically purchase interests in companies in the U.S. military-industrial complex, whose technologies would enhance and improve communist China's defense industry. Hunter Biden was also instructed to try to take control of U.S. companies involved in sourcing rare earth minerals in the United States. Hunter also received $3.5 million, with an M, from the wife of the mayor of Moscow for some carefully hidden reason. The People's Republic of Communist China has a military of 2 million men, including the world's largest navy. The United States does not have enough ships and munitions to defeat China's navy, absent the use of nuclear weapons. Yes, see the Margaret Cho thing about nuclear weapons. Margaret Cho, the comedian, yes. There is a famous book, Unrestricted Warfare, written in 1999 by two People's Liberation Army colonels. It argues that war between the PRC and the U.S. is inevitable, and that when it occurs, China must be prepared to use whatever means are necessary to achieve victory. Refer to this. And these are all the highlighted areas here. If the American voters read the background information in Trevor Loudon's article, that's Trevor, the last name is spelled L-O-U, D-O-N-S, on Kamala Harris, they would never support her election as Vice President of the United States, let alone, you know, the UAE, whatever. Joe Biden is suffering. Okay, this I'll comment later. Joe Biden is suffering from the early onset of dementia and will continue to decline in cerebral awareness. He will never be able to fill out a four-year term of office. Since Biden was elected, the socialists, Marxists, and communists who control Kamala Harris are planning to enact provisions of the 25th Amendment in order to remove Joe Biden from office so Harris can become the first communist president of the United States. That's right. She is a woman of communism. Oh, yeah. Too bad she doesn't do border cross or slalom or giant slalom. Since Biden was elected, because Biden would not be up to it, I'll say Kamala Harris would lead the effort to appoint very dangerous anti-American leftists, communists, socialists, and Marxists to fill highly sensitive positions in the Washington deep state bureaucracy. She would fill all appointive positions in the U.S. intelligence agencies, in the Department of Homeland Security, in the Department of Defense, in the Justice Department, and the Department of the State, the FBI, and the CIA. Most cabinet positions, the National Security Council, and in the White House. So most cabinet positions in the National Security Council and in the White House staff. American voters must be alert to their fellow Americans, American voters must be alert and alert their fellow Americans that Kamala Devi Harris is a very serious national security threat to the very survival of the U.S. Constitutional Republic. She has been a fellow traveler, that's not all, of Marxists, communists, Maoists, socialists, progressives, and Chinese communists for over 35 years. President Trump had much more background information on Kamala Harris than we presented here. And he was correct when he accused Kamala Harris of being a communist subverter. And then that's the end of that story, because I see the asterisk across the bottom of that note. So I'll comment on the previous paragraph. No, two, three. So this is not early onset dementia. Okay. This is later stages. I mean, just observing a photograph, it's clear that there's nobody there. Talk about a nothing burger. Pardon me. Are you prepared? Whoops, pardon me. Got all choked up. So, you can find these references, truly, T-R-U-L-Y, times.com. That's T-R-U-L-Y, truly, times, all one word, .com. Kamala Harris, close ties, blah, blah, blah. And then HTTPS, also red state. All one word, R-E-D-S-T-A-T-E, redstate.com, and that covers a little of the history of the past. Are you prepared for a socialist, communist, radical, leftist, Muslim, Democrat to assume the office of President of the United States of America? Well, are you? Well, suck it up, buttercup. Because unless a miracle happens, I'm thinking it might be take two or three, but it's going to happen, and the blame will fall directly in the laps of the big talking, do-nothing conservatives who didn't have the guts to take a stand for their fear of looking bad to someone. And that completes that story, and then I will comment further here for just a little bit. Yep, big talking, do-nothing conservatives. Wankers, whiners, posers. Gonna use good names here. This is, you know, yeah. So, here's how I would respond thoughtfully. Bye-bye, big talker. Time to start walking. Because your talking hadn't done anything. So here's the good news. When you root out those Confucius indoctrination centers and people, and you're gathering the documentary evidence, because that's what, according to this law book, problems and, you know, problems are something in the ethical practice of law. Yeah. It's got Clinton's picture in there. Oh, no, wait. It's just got his lawsuit and his case. It's got Chelsea's dad in there. Picture. Ugh. Boy, those are some toxic people. So here's how to respond thoughtfully to people like this and people like Dianne Feinstein. It is so far beyond time, and I'm going to be reaching out to a couple of listeners, and I hope that some of the good RBN listeners in California, because I may be the only host at this particular time, I would hope that you would apply for the open position of governor that's coming up shortly. And I would hope and pray that you would, your posterity, and it doesn't matter if you're an old woman, if you're a young woman, become an orthopedic dentist, become a chiropractor, naturopathic doctor. get the dual doctorate, or just do the naturopathic if you're short on time. If you already have a professional healing arts degree or diploma or whatever, you can get through the next set of courses in a handful of years, maybe 3 or 4 instead of the 5 or 6, and have wonderful skills to serve your people and help and take care of yourself. And then I'm going to change gears. I'm going to change to the front sight gear, and I'm holding the 7 dry practice training manuals, and I've just read them like novels so far, and there's beauty in these books, and you need a set in your library. Make sure they have to print extra editions because you all picked them up. So this is for young women and old women alike, especially. Empty hand self-defense. As soon as you're of age, let me peek at the age for empty hand defense, because this is going to save you so much heartache, so much headache. Let's see. Empty hand defense, 2-day course, minimum age, as soon as you're 13. Get your posterity in on this. And what an amazing opportunity to bond with your posterity and then have someone that can do search and rescue. There's rope, rappel, and climb also. Then the 2-day edged weapons is such a great course because it reviews the empty hand defense moves. And so in a perfect world, I would take both of those classes in a row. I'd do empty hands first and then edged weapons and build on what you learn there. Then it's probably going to be the defensive handgun. And this is the 4-day course. I highly recommend it. And the skills test outline is in the back of the book. I went through with tape and stickies, and I labeled the contents page in each section, and I wrote which ones need low-profile hearing protection on the cover, which would be the practical rifle. It's going to be so fun. And there's the Select Fire M16. There is the Uzi submachine gun. Huh, the Uzi 9mm. Uzi submachine gun. And last but absolutely not least is the tactical shotgun. And thanks to my step Grampy, took me under his wing, and he actually, his desk was a reloading station for the shotgun shells. And Grampy ran the trap range out there in Redlands, California for many years, lifetime member of the NRA, and every youngster deserves to learn these lessons and to get this training. So youngsters, young women, and our elders, you're never too old to learn. And a little birdie told me that Weldon was invited to be an instructor at Front Sight. And he said, that ain't gonna happen, which is really a bummer. Oh, and he sent me a $3 bill in, I almost forgot that. I was like, oh, I have money. This is the United States of America. I can't even discuss this on air, but it's hilarious. And, the CIA, the cocaine importing agency, you're all fired. You're all so fired. So get in touch with me. I'm going to be reaching out to some of the listeners that have visited FrontSite in Parumpa-Pum-Pum. And I look forward to hearing your stories. And thank you for reaching out to your posterity, to your sisters, to your aunties, to your nieces, to your grandmas, to your great-grandmas, and get on down to Southern Nevada. The landscape, it's just beautiful area. And what a facility. 550 acres, a five-story rope, rappel, climb, and sniper training tower. And there appears to be a helicopter. I don't know if it's a simulator or what it is, but they let some grandma shoot the machine gun out of the helicopter on her, I guess it was like her 83rd birthday. So, you know, take it from me and all the good folks that are in on that. Do this. Support RBN. Contact Dan Sutterfield. Dan the man, he set a good example. He took the missus for the four-day courses. And you've got his phone number, or you need it. Here it is. Dan Sutterfield. 573 area code 762-2356. 573 area code 762-2356. And I'm going to be bringing the unique perspective that I haven't seen quite yet at FrontSite, meaning from the juror, from the grand juror. And I'm really into the prohibition of electronic communication devices. And so you're not going to show me a picture on your device. Trust me. Print it. Mail it. P.O. Box 1624, Kings Beach, California, 96143. This has been the Grand Jury Reawakening, and I will see you next week. Thank you for supporting RBN.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.